This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, as the announcer man said, Joey Burgoyne, and this is the continuation of last week's episode with Matt Fleury of the Connecticut Science Center. Last week, we got into a lot of the STEM jobs, careers, pathways right here in Connecticut. And one of the things they got coming up is an event at this Connecticut Science Center in the near future. So we're going to get into that, some of the other exhibits that are coming and leaving at the Science Center. So sit back, grab the notepad so you can jot down some dates and ideas if you're looking to attend the Connecticut Science Center right here on At Home in Connecticut. Coming up Thursday, February 6th, you guys have a Pathway to STEM Night. And I mean, people can get all the information on it at the website, ctsciencecenter.org. Just go to the events page, Pathways to STEM Night, Thursday, February 6th from 5 to 8. And that's the thing. I mean, one of the things I was originally going to school for was being a teacher. I wanted to be a teacher, but I wanted to teach like industrial arts, mainly wood shop, in public schools. And it's Science Center, and like my theory was, you got to get the kids that aren't aware of these things interested in them somehow. And public schools lost, unfortunately, a lot of those shop classes, automotive, electrical, you know, wood shop, carpentry. So like that's, I feel, where we have this gap where people want to retire in the trades and engineering and technology and, you know, manufacturing. But there's a gap because a lot of public schools lost that. So for you guys to be able to want to continue with STEM and let people know that, no, these things are out there and they are extremely attainable and the pay is pretty darn good too.
Yeah, I've read recently that the new millionaires are plumbers and electricians. And if you've hired one recently, you can see why. And, you know, they deserve to be well compensated because they're extraordinarily skillful and they're in high demand. Mm-hmm. And those are opportunities. So, at the Pathways to STEM Night that you mentioned that we're having here February 6th, and we're doing a lot of programming around STEM careers that you can find on our website at the Science Center. But, you know, not only are you here at the exhibit to kind of look at the way we present those things, but you can actually meet people who are at schools and companies that have training programs or really affordable education opportunities, some free opportunities in our great trade schools here in Connecticut or in our community colleges to help prepare students now or in the future to participate in these careers and these industries and really have a great lifestyle, a great career.
And they're very attainable. I mean, that's the biggest thing. They're very attainable careers that are right here. You know, people want to stay in the state or go somewhere else, there's stuff it's happening all over the country. And I mean, Connecticut's a great hub for a lot of these exploratory sciences, I guess you can say. We're going to space, we're going deeper and deeper into the ocean. And right here in Connecticut is where a lot of these things are starting and continuing to stay.
Yeah, definitely. And I want to make sure the trades get their due because, HVAC systems, auto mechanics. I mean, these are all much more technologically involved careers, and they're different than I think people perceive them to be. And, you know, they're really wonderful STEM careers that can also lead to great opportunities for people.
Yeah, I always think the trades are something when you're done with your day's work, you can look back and be like, I did that. I mean, this is just a self-serving thing. Like every time we go to the Science Center, you walk in that main lobby and you look up. Like if you look up to the magic carpet roof, well, all that sheetrock that's up there, my dad was the poor soul that had to climb the scaffolding every day to tape it. Like he was the guy that got tasked to tape the magic carpet roof. So every time we go in there, like you can look up and be like, yes, I remember coming here to visit dad while he was working all the way up on the scaffolding up there. And that's something that's pretty cool. You know,
I did not realize that. And I will never look at it the same way.
And that's the thing.
And let me tell you, you know, having grown up around construction myself a little bit and then seeing this place go up, I am in constant awe of tapers who are the true artists of the trades. If anybody's tried to, tape there on their own at home. It is not as easy as it looks.
No, I've tried, and he's like, he's one of my sons that goes to trade school. Like, he's helped him on job sites, and he's learned a little bit. I can't master it. I was like, nope. But I mean, that's the thing. Like, you look back at these things, whether it's, you know, woodworking, automotive, a taper, carpenter, any of the STEM, like, just think of, I mean, you could be that kid or that young person who in 20 years is sitting at EB as they launch a sub going, I helped build that. Like, that's powerful at that moment.
Yeah. And, you know, it's across the board. Like, you know, so many kids now and adults are involved. And I mean, we're all involved, whether we want to be or not, with digital technology. There's an exhibit we're bringing in starting in March for the whole summer, which is the science of Pixar. And Pixar is the Disney company that created blockbusters like the Toy Story movies, you know, Sully and Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc. That is digitally created content, with a whole science world behind it that kids could do. And you can grow up and have a career using that kind of modeling and digital technology for anything from, you know, modeling aircraft or aircraft engines to entertainment like the Pixar movies. So that exhibit's going to be here at the Science Center to show how they do that. How do they use, you know, computing to create these incredible characters, merge that with voices from guys like John Goodman and Billy Crystal, and create, you know, some of the most famous, most beloved characters, you know, of our generation.
Yeah, I mean, it's all that, you know, the CAD, the digital artistry. A lot of kids nowadays, you know, video games and all that, but I try to tell my kids that someone created that character or that scene out of literally nothing. Like, what you're looking at did not exist until someone sat down and created it with a bunch of ones and zeros, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and
that's
like,
a wonderful blockbuster exhibit that's been around the world. We're really proud to bring it to Hartford this spring and summer. Come now to see the space exhibit, and that'll be here for a good long time. The Pixar exhibit will be here for the spring and summer. I think that's going to be a big hit. A lot of fun for kids of every age.
That's pretty cool. And one of the ones that's leaving soon, so we want to make sure you get there, is the Forest of Illusions. I was looking into that, and the part that scares me is the pitch black hallway. I can't do pitch black things. Like, I just can't. We did the caverns up in New York when they turn off the lights and you're down. Nope. So that pitch black hallway kind of scares me a little bit.
I think you'll do just fine. And your kids can make sure you get safely through it.
Okay.
But it's a fun exhibit that our team created here. We do bring that back from time to time. It's going to be here for another couple of weeks before we clear it out to make room for the Pixar exhibit.
Which
so
is kind of cool.
There's a lot going on.
They kind of go, you know, hand in hand. Like, you have to understand the lighting and the stuff like that. If you're going to do something like Pixar and create something from nothing, you need to understand shadows and optical illusions and all those different things. So it's kind of cool that one goes into the other, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, these things do connect. You know,
everything's one way or another, everything's connected. And, you know, that's what you guys are trying to do. So I appreciate it. Again, Connecticut Science Center over in Hartford. You've seen it from 84, 91. Stop in. You know, winter's here. If it's a cold weekend, you're looking for something to do with the family, head over to the Connecticut Science Center. Once again, it's Matt Fleury, President, Chief Executive Officer, and Head Thinker over there at the Connecticut Science Center. And again, thank you to Matt Fleury from the Connecticut Science Center. If you want some more information, it's ctsciencecenter.org, ctsciencecenter.org. Check out some of those new exhibits. Maybe get one of the kids a little interested in some STEM careers that are going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.